Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our proclamation this morning is from Revelation chapter 5, verse 6. Then I saw a lamb looking as if it had been slain, standing in the center of creatures and the elders. He had seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He came and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken it, the elders fell down before the Lamb. Dear friends in Christ, can you imagine what a sight? The book of Revelation shows a grand event full of strange creatures and odd people, and all of it revolving around a lamb. A lamb who looks like he was slain comes on the scene. He takes the scroll, and everyone freaks out in a good way because this lamb is worthy to do it. And that's it. That's today's text. Yet, dear friends, there is always more to the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation, through imagery and symbols, declares one thing very clear, that Jesus Christ is the Lord. He is the Christ, and he is the ruler of everything and everybody. But it's not meant to read like, literally like a newspaper. Revelation is meant to be read in multiple descriptions of Jesus and his church, both in the world now and in judgment on the last day. So whenever you read Revelation, you always have to have in mind to go back to the life and words of Jesus Christ, go back to the Old Testament scriptures, and to the life of the church. So let's consider the Lamb. In verse 12, the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. The slain Lamb lives. In his hands is the fate of the world. This Lamb is Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He alone is worthy. That also means you are not worthy. Only Jesus has lived the praiseworthy life. He is the one who has no need to move on from past actions. He is the only one who has no secrets to keep. For Jesus lived perfectly under God's commandments, under God's law, having that blessed life who knows no shame or regret. And you have not. I have not. The world has not. We don't like to hear that we are not worthy. What about all your accomplishments? What does that say about the things you did in life that you were most proud of? Don't these things count for anything? What about the times that you were selfless and giving? Times you went out of your way to help another person? What about those times you stood for good and a noble cause instead of being silent? What about those times you gave helpful advice that pointed someone in a good direction? That doesn't make you worthy. No, it does not make you worthy. Works do not make the person worthy. And that's a problem, you know, because we are all sinful by nature. Consider your own life. Are you also selfish at times, lustful, disobedient to authorities, unjustly angry, bitter in heart, covetous, neglectful of God's word and prayer, self-idolizing. Every one of us falls into one or more or most of those traps. All our wickedness spills over into our words and the actions and contaminates them. Because you are contaminated by sin, even the good works that you do are likewise contaminated. By nature and by action, you cannot be made worthy before God. Works do not make the person worthy. It's actually the other way around. The person makes the works worthy. If someone is righteous, pure, just, spiritually clean, wholesome, and good, that person's works will be the same. Where the person is good and pure, his works are too. Jesus alone is worthy. As true God and true man, Jesus is clean, good, and pure by nature. From birth, Jesus alone is innocent and clean. Jesus alone lived a worthy life under the Ten Commandments. He alone is righteous. Because Jesus alone is worthy, he alone is the perfect sacrifice for sinners. He is the Lamb of God who was slain on the cross to save sinners. Laying down his perfect life, Jesus can pay the price for all sins and for all sinners. Yet just as the Lamb in our text is living, so is Jesus. Just as the Lamb who was slain now comes back and lives, so Jesus has risen from the dead. He is the living Lamb who once was slain. And because Jesus himself is worthy, so his works are also worthy. His death is worthy, worthy to reverse the curse and to purify those contaminated by sin. His death is worthy to pay the price of sins of the whole world. And as his resurrection, he is worthy to end death forever. Since Jesus is the righteous Son of God, made man, all of his works are worthy. All are worthy. Even the ones may not seem important or not that interesting. The same thing spills out and applies to us too. That's because works do not make the person worthy, but the person makes the works worthy. The good thing about Jesus is this is all for you. This is all one big worthy gift for the sinful unworthy. You who were not worthy in yourself are now declared worthy by the Lamb's word. The official word proclaims you righteous, that your sins, which are so inherent in you, are not charged against you. The Lamb's word declares that his blood is on your head, and that this blood might cleanse and restore you, making you worthy only because of Jesus and his merits. You are worthy. You are worthy where you trust in Jesus, because his worthiness is transferred to you. Through faith in Jesus, your works are made worthy as well. Now you live, move, and have your being grounded in the forgiveness of sins and the blood of Jesus. By the forgiveness of your sins and new life, a new life of faith, you are declared worthy, and so your works as well are worthy. Dear friends, let us rejoice in this worthiness in the Lamb. Let us join the countless numbers who sing the Lamb's praises. Let us sing with the church triumphant. Let us sing with all who died in saving faith. Let us sing with the angels and the archangels. Amen.